Hello and welcome to Spark My Muse. I am your host, Lisa Colon-Delay, and today is Soul School, Lesson 253, Three Wise Women. Today I'm going to be dipping my toes into Advent season just for a moment so that I can alert you to a book that you might enjoy during the Christmas season, the Advent to Epiphany season, which begins on December 1st and ends January 6th. And the reason I'm bringing it to you now is so that if you want to do something special for that season that's meaningful, read a few pages each day, instead of getting caught in the undertow of consumerism and all the hustle and bustle, you might want to pick up this book, Three Wise Women, 40 Devotions Celebrating Advent with Mary, Elizabeth, and Anna by author Dandy Daly McCall, and it's from Paraclete Press. And I was sent this book. It is really a lovely way to go through the season, and you can read this with other women in your life if you'd like, or maybe as you're drinking your coffee or tea. And I wanted to focus on the prophetess Anna and read this together with you, but also with the hope that you might purchase this before December 1st and begin these readings. It might really add something to your season this year. On the back matter of the book, it says, spend 40 days of Advent, Christmas, and Epiphany in the company of Mary, the mother of Jesus, Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist, and Anna, the prophetess at the temple in Jerusalem. Scriptures from the Old and New Testament, studies in biblical culture, and an open heart that asks, what if, allow you to experience new revelations for the holy season, encouraging and strengthening you on your journey to become a wise woman of God. And I'll also say, even though this book is directed at women, it might be interesting for some of you men out there to understand a little more through the eyes of women. Often, women are asked to look at things through the eyes of men, but sometimes men don't have enough curiosity to look at things through the eyes of women, and this could be your opportunity. Or you might be interested in buying this for a woman in your life as a gift. On page 65, it reads, Anna the Prophetess, from Luke 2, 36 through 38. There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, having lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, then as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped there with fasting and prayer night and day. At that moment, she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. Although her story in Scripture is told in only 3 verses, Anna the prophetess delivers a powerful message of faithfulness and faith in El Shaddai, the Mighty One, the one who provides shelter, refuge, and rest. Anna's father, Phanuel, came from the tribe of Asher, part of the northern kingdom of Israel, lost to the Assyrians in 722 BC. It's a wonder that a woman from one of the lost tribes was found in the temple of Jerusalem. Anna had been married for 7 years when her husband died. At the beginning of her story in Scripture, she was an 84-year-old widow. As a prophetess, Anna would have stayed in or close to the temple so she could have been available for those who needed her. She may have had lodgings in the women's court of the temple or in an adjoining almshouse or an apartment. She worshipped in the temple every day, praying and fasting, and talking about the coming Messiah who would rescue his people. She readied the temple-goers for the coming redemption through God's Messiah. I appreciate that even though there are just 3 verses in the Bible about this prophetess, that she's given a name, and that her faithfulness is on display for us. Even though she's very elderly and she's been without a husband for many, many years of her life, a sensitive heart, and she sees the Messiah and is able to proclaim him. For the December 29th installment on page 154, it pertains to endurance. There are verses from Isaiah, Zephaniah, and Psalms for us to linger on. And then on page 156, a short entry on endurance from the perspective of Anna. Today, I am feeling every one of my 84 years. As I walked the temple grounds, my legs fought to give way beneath me. Breath came in short, hard-earned draws that threatened to lodge in my throat. Once I was inside the court of women, the chill remained in my bones, preventing my fingers from bending in prayer. I chose to ignore my rebellious and shouting knees and knelt in my quiet corner. Many have found peace here in the women's court, overlooked by tall lampstands in each corner. For older worshipers, it is tempting to convince ourselves that the best is behind us. Remember the days when? We whisper, recalling only the brighter moments of youth. Yet in my spirit, I know the best is ahead of me. I'm still here for a reason. A young woman passes by and lifts her two children, one in each arm, with a strength that abandoned me long ago. I offer up a secret smile with Yehovah Elohim, my creator, who knows this earthen vessel he created. I must depend on his mighty strength rather than my own, and this is a benefit of old age. Every ache serves as a reminder that God is my strength. This reliance gives me an intimacy with my Lord that I lacked during my younger years. I thank the Lord for the blessing of old age, and I pray that, as with Moses, God will teach me to number my days and give me a heart of wisdom. When I look up, sunlight shines a path on my little corner, entering my bones as the glorious light of God enters my soul. Perhaps I have needed all this time so that I will recognize the Savior when he comes. On the following page, there is a section called Pondering. Each entry is followed by questions to ask yourself. It kind of sink deeply into the theme of the day. Number one, in Anna's time, people sought advice from the elderly who were well respected. How have times changed? What can you do to show respect for older people in your family and in your community? Number two, Paul wrote to believers in Corinth, but we have this treasure in clay jars so that it may be made clear that this extraordinary power belongs to God and does not come from us. In 2 Corinthians 4:7, how do you handle aches and pains? How could you, like Anna, draw closer to God with every passing year? Number three, when the Apostle Paul suffered from weakness in his eyes, Jesus encouraged him. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness. So I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. 2 Corinthians 12:9. When have you experienced Christ's power in the face of your own weakness? Number four, what comes to mind when you think about, quote, the good old days? What promises does God offer you for your future? Dear God, renew my strength, bring healing to the sick, transform us in our weaknesses. And that's from Three Wise Women, 40 Devotions Celebrating Advent with Mary, Elizabeth, and Anna, from Dandy Daly McCall. Whether you decide to read Three Wise Women or something else, I encourage you to get into some kind of special ritual from December 1st through January 6th. Not as a countdown to Christmas, but as a time to sink a little more deeply into the themes of Advent. It's the time of year when we can draw our hearts closer to more meaningful things and ask ourselves some deeper questions, more penetrating questions than maybe we're used to because we get preoccupied by the busyness of our lives. I want to encourage you to prepare your heart for the holiday season. And I don't mean the holiday season in terms of food and presents and being with family or friends, but I mean prepare your heart in ways that will help you grow, in ways that will help you heal and become the kind of person you hope to be. I thank you so much for listening to Spark My Muse, and I want to invite you to support Spark My Muse financially. It would be wonderful to receive a Christmas gift for Spark My Muse. And if you want to do that, you can go to patreon.com/SparkMyMuse. And when you donate there, you will be included in the Substack weekly newsletter. Other ways to support are sharing the program and passing it along to others, or getting The Wildland Within, my book, as a Christmas gift for someone. In all those ways that you help, I am deeply appreciative. Thank you so much. Until next time, may you have blessing and peace. Thank you.